rude right now. Yes, I don't think that you're allowed to talk to me like that. I'm just trying to call to get this fixed. Hold on a second. Let me give the phone to you. Your name's not on the account. You can. What are you? Just. Oh, no, don't take my phone. Oh my god. What? No, you can't say that. They're gonna get mad. They're gonna hang up on you. Thank you for giving my phone back. Hi. I'm so sorry. I accept your apology. You're gonna fix it? For free? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, good. That's what your policy says, so. Okay. You have a good day, too. Goodbye. How did you do that? I've been fighting on the phone with that company for months, and you just talked to them for a few seconds and used that tone of voice. They listened to you and they even apologized? Thank you. Jeez. Sorry, I just need to, listen, you didn't have to do that. No, I really appreciate it, but, you can't just keep doing nice things for me like that. You're always going out of your way to help me, and... Well, you can't do that anymore, okay? I am getting a little bit flustered, but I'm not upset. Guy, you always do stuff like, you make sure I've got a coat before I go out. You check up on me to make sure I've had enough to eat. Always defend me when someone's mean to me. No, it's not bugging me per se. I actually really like it. But you've got to stop. Okay? Because because it's really turning me on, okay? God, this is really embarrassing. It's really attractive, and, it's gonna make things weird, because you're my roommate. So I'm gonna need you to stop being so protective of me, or I'm gonna get a big crush on you, okay? Okay, well, that's what I wanted to say, and now I'm going to go and crawl into a blanket nest in my room, and you will not see me for several days. Great! talking to you. Yes, it's still okay for you to change the oil on my car, but you have to let me pay you for it, okay? You can't just keep doing, these nice things for me just out of the goodness of your heart. And you don't have to be nice to me either, and saying stuff like it's okay for me to get a crush on you, okay? I know I'm not usually the type of girl that you go for. And that's okay. Well, I guess I don't know the type of girl that you usually go for, but I don't know, you just seem like one of those guys that would have one of those, like, really confident, super pretty girlfriends. Hush, hush. You don't have to tell me I'm pretty to make me feel better. Stop it. You really think so? Thanks. But anyways, you're doing it again. Stop it. You're making me all wet. I didn't say anything. It just slipped out of my mouth. And it was stupid. Anyways, I was gonna go to my room. Why did you grab onto my hand? Did you need something? You're really close. Yeah, I guess it's okay if you like me. Well, you got me really flustered. I didn't expect you to say something like that. I'm not cute when I blush. Stop it. Yeah, that would be okay. That was really, really nice. Why did you do that? Oh. Is that why you've been so protective of me over the past couple of months? Well, at least it makes it make sense. I am not telling you what I said before. Well, if you heard it, then why do you want me to repeat it? It was embarrassing. I said that. You telling me not to be embarrassed isn't making it less embarrassing. I said that you were making me wet. I sort of thing where someone takes care of me or just makes sure that I'm doing okay. It really gets to me, okay? And for some reason, it gets to me in that way. I don't know why. Well, anyways, why do you want to know? 'Cause it turns you on to take care of someone. Oh, well, that's pretty cool. And kind of hot. Never mind. I was gonna ask you if you wanted to come to my room. Okay. Like, I guess you've been there before. Whoa! What are you doing? Hey! Put me down! Because you're being silly. Why do you seem so excited? It's just me. I really like you too. But I'm gonna use my words, just give me a second. I want you to take my shirt off. Okay. They are kind of big, I guess. I usually wear baggy shirts to cover them up. Oh, you really like them? do you want to touch them? You want to do what to them later? No, that actually sounds really sexy, but, people do that? I've never heard of that before. Somebody fucking someone's tits. I've had sex before. Shut up. I've just done normal stuff, you know? Like, I've sucked a guy's cock before and had, you know, normal sex. I do want to try other stuff. Is it okay if we start out with the stuff I know? Well, when you call me that, it makes me blush all the way down to my toes. Is this really happening? I've thought of you as this person who I really liked but would never be into me. You're gonna show me how into me you are. You're so corny. Your eyes rolled back as soon as my tongue touched your cock. You must really like the way it feels. What if I do this? Looks like you like that too. You know, I bet that your cock would feel even better if my tits were wrapped around the shaft while I sucked you. Okay. How do I... like this? You're really, really warm between them. Then I'm still able to lick the head of your cock every time you come up. you're into that? Oh, okay, good. Sorry. I probably should have checked for... What if you go right there? I can't hold you between my tits. Should give me your cum in my mouth. Tastes kind of weird. I've never swallowed it before, but you taste really good, so I wanted to. There's so much that some of it still dropped down onto my tits, though. I should probably clean up. It looks like you have different plans. Well, in that case, please, Daddy, please fuck me. With you leaning over me like this. Protected and safe. come. Please. Daddy, comfort me. Come inside me. Please. And I get cuddles after all that too. I would like a glass of water. Thank you. You're doing it again. Taking care of me. I don't know, it's hard to tell. I'm already super wet from before. So, maybe. Right now, I really want more cuddles. Hey. Can I just nuzzle up to your chest for a while before we have to move again? Okay. Later on, can you show me some more stuff?